Open the
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Melty Talks. We're starting out with Mr. Dyson doing a
shotgun.
Cheers,
shot.
Bro.
Shotgun a monster with 6% alcohol. Cheers, bro.
Salute.
Salute.
And a tequila shot for a bitch that's never had one. No offense. Oh,
she's
bitch.
She's
but,
taking it right now. She hates it.
What kind of tequila is it?
You said, like, gold? Oh, do you want one?
I'm asking. I ain't trying to take one.
All right, so guys,
I won't remember.
So guys, we have a new person here with us tonight. Not part of our normal crew. We're gonna go ahead and introduce the normal people that we have. I'm Senpai Tanner Rossell, the creator of Melty. That too. Yeah. We're also joined by Mr. Wolf here. Go ahead.
Are you okay?
Holy
shit. Over there.
She's about to throw up.
Absolutely.
Should have threw up out here.
You gotta kind of
tequila. Fuck you.
You know, I want to go hold her hair if anything.
Yeah.
That too. Okay. So Mr. Wolf is going inside. So we'll go ahead and introduce the other normal that we have here, Mr. Dyson here, Mr. Yodel.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Not gonna tell yourself.
I mean, I'm Yodel. My name's Bryce. I hate being called Yodel. I don't know why.
You created the name.
The thing is like, because back in the day, the way Yodel came about is like, one, it was my first name on RuneScape. And then, like, when I was playing COD, I kept hearing people scream in my ear. I was like, damn, I got these bitches yodeling. It stuck.
To let everyone know, the reason why I have not been streaming on Twitch is I have a broken hand. You want to
play a game of tennis?
Oh my god! Later on tonight, we'll be playing Uno for Twitch. Someone else, the special guest that we have actually here, bought me a game that I can play with one hand. It will be streaming here tomorrow.
Baldur's Gate, I'll play through it with you.
Baldur's Gate 3.
We already got 4 people.
Oh, you already got 4.
You get the next way through.
Okay, that's cool.
So go ahead.
When I can't work.
Yeah. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, let's see. We'll go through either the Telefragger.
Which is his game name.
Y'all are the ballin', because I haven't played that one. That they kind of got banned.
Oh, dude. I hate that you
Rocket League. $3,000 spent on an account.
I hate seeing Thermodox scored. I used to be like, y'all are ballin'.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So we're joined here by Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I go by Allen. You can call me where the fuck you want at this rate.
Just don't call me baby. You ain't worth it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you might be. I don't know. I'm single and lonely. No, but for game-wise, I'm pretty well versed into the games of life.
Of life.
Of spending most of your life playing fucking video games. If you need to know something, I don't know a lot, but if it's Borderlands 2 or anything else in that area related, I got you, homie.
I'm just now starting to get mechanics in Rocket League. Robert and me were playing, and I almost hit a ceiling pitch into the goal.
Last time I played with him, I hit a ceiling pitch into a wall bounce into a second touch.
Well, see, I just now started doing the air dribbles. I just now started doing air dribbles, and I'll go
for
4%.
As much as you make, what you need to do is invest into a PC that can just, you can invest into.
Well, I want to build one, but I don't know how to, so McCoy's done offered to.
There's a website I give
for
you.
For those who do not know, he's slapping his chest in order
to. My titties.
His titties to tell him that he can help him also go to PC.
I'm going
to
be a Valorant streamer. It's just, it is what it is.
I wouldn't do Valorant because, yeah, sure, it's popular. But do whatever you want.
I mean,
get a PC. Like I told Colby, stream with me. I don't even have to stream. You stream. I'll just play with you. I want to do World of Warcraft because, you know, it's just a fun game to play.
I love WoW. WoW's good.
I will play WoW with you. I've
played it for fucking over 20 years.
My thing is I miss what it used to be compared to what
it is
now.
The thing is it's called Classic, sir. Classic World of Warcraft edition is Lich King Classic, and you play what it used to fucking be.
I'm a mage.
You know what got me
World of Warcraft?
Wild.
I'm a mage.
I got warrior, rogue, mage, hunter, warlock, priest.
I am a mage.
Fucking god tiers. Paladin.
What got me into WoW wasn't the actual online shit. At Walmart, you know how you used to be able to go buy those computer copy games?
Yep.
Yep.
Warcraft. where you play.
Warcraft is different from World of Warcraft.
I know it is, but that's what got me into the concept. Because Warcraft, you had your undead army, you had your human army, you had your dark
elf army. That was more of the turn-based of how other things are. Like,
but, like, the storylines were so fucking
and all those storylines linked to World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Lich King, Arthas, all those linked to it.
Like, the coolest thing is, like
the reason why I want to I told Kobe when he gets back from his vacation in December with Crystal, to get the PC from up there. I said, no matter what the fuck you say you're going to do, you're playing World of Warcraft with me. Lich King Edition. Hands down, the best expansion they've ever fucking released.
Yeah.
And real quick, before we get anything further... I have been having people ask me on my Twitch, my Twitter, X now, it's no longer Twitter, why I have not been streaming. I broke my hand, I have a fifth... I broke my fifth metacarpal bone, which will need surgery, which I go for surgery Monday or whatever. I will not be able to game until then, but Mr. Allen here... bought me Baldur's Gate 3, and
it's
a
one-handed game you can play, dude.
It is a one-handed game. I can play with one hand.
Even if Dean goes running amok, you can have all the time in the world to go handle what you got.
Exactly.
Each person, as long as you don't hit end turn, you got fucking infinite time.
Exactly. So, thanks to Alan here, I will be able to stream tomorrow night, which whenever Alan decides he wants to stream with us.
I ain't gonna spoil for you, but I just got... a level 11 monk.
I already know. I'm telling you that as much as I've been spoiled to that fucking game. I try not to spoil for people that start to play.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm kind of sad that I couldn't see the first cutscene because we were all coming out here. But
so, like, personally, I feel like the class you should play is a druid.
I said the same thing about Colby. Colby, I understand. Paladin. Because he likes tanks.
See, but the thing about Paladin...
Didn't I choose Paladin?
The thing about Paladin is, you better look up what does and doesn't break your oath.
I already got your oath break. I already know what does and what doesn't. Okay. I didn't tell you because you were...
I'll let Alan choose everything for my fucking Paladin and everything.
If you want to do a Paladin where you don't break anything, you always pick Paladin Path for everything. And when you go to pick something, you do... He did a soldier...
I'll talk to you about what I found out broke my oath that I didn't know outside of this because it's like you've already been to that part of
it's
the game.
It's your decision making, really.
It's so matter. Fucking like you gotta be righteous in all your decisions as a paladin.
You have to do judgment. Like, okay. You pass your judgment on everything.
By the way, if the people that you're playing with does something that goes against your oath,
it
still breaks your oath.
That's what the fuck?
Say they going on a killing spree, and you're like, I don't touch nobody. I'm going to stay out of this.
That doesn't matter.
What the fuck?
That's why I told you, every decision we go
but
across.
But an Oathbreaker Paladin is still a thing.
Yeah.
And they're strong as shit.
Yeah, that's all I was telling him. I said, even if you break your oath, let me know. And if you break your oath, we can still make you strong as fuck.
And on top of that,
that's why you make every decision.
You can't. I did look it up. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I do know how to do it, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. You can regain it.
Yeah,
you can. All right, real quick. All right, now that we got everyone out here, let's go ahead and get everyone introduced again.
Why you gotta do that? I'm gonna take a piss.
No offense, you go take a piss. You've already been introduced, so you're good. All right, so we're 8 minutes in, guys, and we have the two other co-hosts that we normally have with us here tonight. Whether they want to explain to you the reason why they left a little bit early in the introduction, that's up to them.
What do you mean? I already inducted myself.
You're going to do it again because you literally just said, hello. That was it. So you're going to introduce yourself again.
First introduction to kill you. How do you like it?
No, well, I'm just a vodka girl. Heart pussy. Through and through.
All right.
She can't mix.
Well, she just got some hair on her chest. It's all right.
So, okay, how much did you vomit?
How much did you vomit?
I'm sober.
Oh my god.
Another tequila shot.
Round two.
Alright, so.
No, I'm telling you, you want to add a little bit.
It's called the hair of the dog. Just go with it.
Exactly.
Remember how I told you earlier? I'm different from everybody else. A liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you're never sicker.
Uh-uh.
You're opposite.
I will be sick both ways.
What you need to do is.
Ow!
Half a shot of tequila. You go into it, you ease into it. Like, do really tequila, chase you with something else. Because you never had tequila before, huh? You never known that strong.
Oh,
huh?
Sweetheart. Let me,
I told
let me,
you
that. Let me introduce you to Patron.
Okay, before we do all of this, before we all...
Patron is a night ender.
Before we can do all of this, Colby, just go ahead and do your thing.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I am DarkWolf9673, and welcome to Melty's.
White Melty cat. Talks.
White eat. Say it.
Why eat when you can devour?
That.
My name
all right, so
is Crystal Shadow J. I am the manager of Shapeshifter.
Thank
I just got
you.
Completely fucked up. I messed up entirely by taking a shot of tequila.
Man, you went from sober to drunk again in 2 seconds.
What's that like? It's fucking you.
So she decided to take a shot of something that she's never taken before. Well, she has, but she hasn't taken it in a while.
Yeah.
And
it was in a mixed drink after I took a shot of vodka peach.
You're gonna get another one.
Oh, yeah.
The bite on it.
So she kind of got a little messed up and went
and
threw up. So basically.
You can say no.
You're not driving.
Yeah, you're not driving. You can say no.
You're not driving, though.
I'm on my phone.
We can play rock, paper, scissors.
What time is it,
Colby?
Tell me what time is
it. It's 12:22.
Fucking get me one.
That late.
So basically tonight we're just talking. Oh, hello. We're all just talking about video games and what we think about them and all.
I got our first topic.
We're 11 minutes in and you're saying first topic? We've already talked about Baldur's Gate.
We haven't really talked about. Stop it.
Ow. You fuck.
Our first topic doesn't have nothing to do with Overwatch. Our first topic is what do we think the game of the year is? I don't give a fuck about the actual
game of the year.
I don't give a fuck about like the actual award. Our personal preference of what the game of the year is. I have my decision. We'll wait for them to come back out here.
I do have my decision too about game of the year. Okay, so they shut the door because they got Garfield out.
Sony or Xbox?
So I want to hear Crystal's opinion.
What did you say, Sony or Xbox? Oh, Sony. Hands down.
Sony. It's going to be Sony.
It's going to be Sony. I think it would be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man what? Oh. Spider-Man 1 or Spider-Man 2?
The new one's coming out.
Spider-Man 2?
That's going to be game of the year.
I don't. No. No.
I'll listen.
No.
I'll listen.
No.
All right, Pussy Destroyers.
Hey, we're waiting on you too.
So, like, our first topic is like, our first topic that we're going to talk about is what do we think the game of the year is? Like, not even the actual
game of the year.
It does not depend on what system
it
does.
It doesn't care what system it is, but
it's close. But I wouldn't call it game of the
year. Baldur's Gate, Lord of the Fallen came out.
Lord of the Fallen was only
new. Spider-Man's coming out.
It's already out.
Yes.
Modern Warfare 3 is going to be out.
No. I'm telling you now, Lord of the Fallen is okay.
It looked good, but, like, the reason why I asked to watch y'all play, because, like, I played almost the same way as y'all do.
That's an hour in. We haven't even close to complete the game.
No, I get that.
I can't critic a game until I beat it.
Yeah.
So I'm literally taking his ass around the corner.
Okay.
But for your personal thing, not even, like, the actual...
We'll start with Alan,
game this year. All right. That you've played came out.
Who do you think is game of the year? Alan.
Who do I think game of the year is? Out of Baldur's and like the games that have been coming out, because games lately haven't been like lust worthy that are not like I want to put a lot of time into it. I like Lord of the Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my top tier. And then I got fucking Baldur's right behind. Like Baldur's. I don't have enough time in a day after work. If I did, I would have completed the game a long time ago, but...
So we got, basically, Baldur's Gate for you.
I have to finish them. Baldur's and Lord of the Fallen, I've enjoyed Lord of the
Fallen. Okay, I'm going to tell you right
but
now.
But it's the only reason I don't like it, the one thing I don't like about it, it's this. It says it's 3-player, but it's 2-player.
Yeah.
So if you're playing with a friend, it's 2 of you playing.
Mm-hmm.
The third person is an invader, where the fuck it is.
Yep.
It's 2-player.
That's kind of...
And if you're not running... I don't know what kind of builds there. I want to run more of the game to figure it out. But am I having fun with it? Oh, hell yeah.
So is Baldur's Gate? Is it competing with like the Dark Souls, Elden Ring, maybe?
If it's competing with Elden Ring and stuff like that... Elden Ring can play up to 4 people.
I don't know,
technically you and 3 other summons. You can have 4 people into 1 server. But you're going to get invaded a shit ton. But if it's coming reason. Like it's you and 200 people, yeah, you're fine. It's a three-player game.
Throw that back before you
talk. Dude, the whole reason I was able to play Elden Ring to begin with was because I had Frankensauce, who had completed the game at least four times before I played. Oh.
Six times for me.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I played it.
But Frankensauce helped me play.
I played through Elden Ring once.
For credibility and story basis, but
you don't I know understand. I don't even know. Understand.
I don't understand. You but don't the thing understand is, that. As much as I played as it, as Act 1 itself, I feel like you can be up
You there. Haven't even scratched Act 1.
No, I know I haven't. But that's the thing. I've done a lot more in Act 1 than it was. Y'all did.
We completed everything. All the side quests and everything. Believe it or not, we are over a week.
Y'all went back and did the hag, all that stuff at the beginning. Y'all know what that is now.
Yeah.
Okay, because when I mentioned it, y'all didn't know what the fuck that was.
Hold on. We didn't even get the fucking owlbear cub, bruh. We went and did it late, and then, like, yeah, it doesn't even appear because we got killed.
I didn't look at me. I didn't look that up. I knew about that. Because it's the way the games are laid out, how they fucking work. You know what's going to be a follower and what's not. Whenever we went and attacked the mama bear, no offense or spoilers, sorry if you want to listen to it, but when we attacked the owlbear mom, we killed the cub the first time. My second playthrough, where I was actually on a separate console because I played my first through with a paladin as a dragonborn. My second one's a tiefling fighter. And trust me, I was fucking missing left and right. I couldn't get a crit to save my life. I couldn't fucking roll to save my life. That's why I got pissed off at that motherfucker. In the end, we did the fight with the mom bear. Robert said, don't kill it. I was like, what, the baby? And he's like, yeah, don't kill the baby. I didn't kill the baby. It did the thing. I went to the Goblin Village. We did the whole Goblin Fortress shit where you gotta run through all that shit. And we killed everything. And I mean, like, it was multiple save sections of we fight here, we save. We fight here, we save. We kill everything, run all the way back, fucking through it, kill everything on the outside, including the trolls and shit like that.
Well, okay, and so
now the owlbear cub is back in the cave.
Like, before, listen, like, we're not going to talk about spoilers anymore, but, like, mine and Alice's playthrough, we've ran across a fair number of villages.
Yeah.
I can only count one that still lives.
All right, well, look, I don't want more than 20 minutes on...
It depends on each playthrough that you do.
But anyways, you said, like, between Baldur's Gate and Lord of the Fallen is your game of the year.
Yeah, on those two. Because Lords of the Fallen, if you compare it to the 2014 or where the version came out, 2014 version, half the players that ever played it never even had touched the first fucking boss.
All right.
This one, oh, I fucking know. Ask Colby. It said I have like fucking 12 hours of playtime. I have 3 or 4 because I left it running one night. But with Colby and then my cousin Luke playing it, I guarantee it could damn well be game of the year.
So he's talking about
Lord of the Fallen.
Lord of the Fallen. What is Bryce's
Baldur's Gate
3 game of the year?
Baldur's Gate 3 is hands down, dude. I've played over a week's like our time like of it. I just now got into Act 3, which is the final act.
And there's some people that can play it for like 2 or 3 hours and get fucking so far.
The thing is like you can't just breeze through it. You can't just breeze through it if you went through the main and you didn't do all the sides.
Yeah, that's obvious.
God, that's so like the character progression between like the NPCs that you can have in your party, to the character like progression of your character, to the like random personalities that you run into throughout the whole game. There was so much time and thought put into all this. It feels like you're running the D&D campaign.
That's the whole point of it.
I'm gonna say this now. So, it depends on what kind of builds you, yourself, or you as your team is playing. Based on each team that is playing, will have a different outcome.
It's not even character build. It's your decisions when you have the option.
Yeah, story. Because each person has a different decision. Class have a different decision. Yeah.
On how everything will play out.
Dude, the funniest shit in that game is, like, I'm not doing any spoilers.
The punching the squirrel.
It's that's hilarious. But the barbarian conversations is, like,
Colby, you, have the best conversations.
You have some.
I can go on Snoo Snoo. Yeah.
You will have some of the funniest intimidation checks I have ever seen.
My favorite so far that I've run across, point and fucking laugh.
My favorite one, it was like, came up to a dwarf. I'm not telling you where at, so you'll find it wherever. And it just says, roar and step on them.
Dude, what the fuck?
I had tears coming down my face when Matt rolled a nat one.
At least tell us what. No.
Alpha rolled a nat one.
You rolled a nat one on it, and the dwarf fucking kicked his ass. Right. Right.
All right,
four hits like that. I was like.
So you have Baldur's Gate 3 as your game of the year.
I haven't played a good story-based game in a long time.
I know, right? I never really played one.
Honestly, the last story-based game that I genuinely enjoyed the story on, which is going to throw y'all for a fucking loop because I played a lot of them, Borderlands 2.
I do like Borderlands 2.
It didn't throw me for a loop at all.
You are a god. He's reminiscing right now, like, I remember.
Dude, that one, sir. That brings me back to when
I was telling him. Yes. Him. I played it with you. Borderlands 2 is my fucking.
It was me and you had so much fun when we did get the time.
And we barely even played it.
But we.
I didn't know what Borderlands.
It didn't take much. We barely.
That was your first chance. Your first time seeing my game RNG that Robert talks so heavily about. Our first boss. I was like, hey, look, there's something gold. There's something gold dropping. We get
fucking
the
knuckle dragon level 2. That dude. Motherfucker. His drop is the hornet. I was like, alright, let's kill this motherfucker and we'll continue on. Drops, I see a fucking hornet drop. I'm like,
we get to
what the fuck is this? I farmed this for 3 fucking hours by myself. This motherfucker comes there and just fucking hornet. There's a hornet on the table in front of me.
It's not just that. We got the boom boom, and I was telling Alan, I was like, dude, my favorite boss is boom boom. Like,
Because loaded package. Hey, drops. It fucking
boom boom is very fun to play as.
First thing that happens,
not play as, but play against.
We finally get to boom boom because me and him are doing all the side shit just to get all the stuff.
Yeah, first level thing 18 before. No, I love 18. I'm sorry, level 10 before you get there.
We get to boom boom. I'm like, I bet you it happens again. And he was just like, there's no way. I had to farm this for so long. We kill Boom Boom.
Bonus package drops, and I am fucking livid.
He comes out of his room, because I'm living with him at the time.
Stop it fucking now. it's later on. Nothing's really dropping, nothing like that. We get through the whole burnt frost area. We get past Captain Flynn.
Captain Flynn didn't drop anything.
No, fucking blue bastard. We get through, we get to the, if you get to the sanctuary, you activate the gate, which is the little fucking dude that's beating on the front gate for no fucking reason. You go through, there's a spot with Bullywong that spawn when you're trying to use a recon mission for Roland. And you'll go through, you'll get, it's like, oh, you gotta recover the fucking beacon and all that shit. If you do it, after you do it, save quit, you come back through. There's a savage bandit that spawns in along with the Bullywong. You kill him, he drops an unkempt herald. Well, not unkempt herald, but a herald. If you get double penetrating unkempt herald, which is god roll, besides if you're running like a Mai or something like that, Mayo or somewhere, or the fuck god, you get a hard roll. Mm-hmm. If you get double penetrating, it's god roll. This motherfucker gets it first try. Double penetrating unkempt herald. Yeah. Mind you, you're going to run pistol ammo in a matter of fucking seconds.
But it doesn't matter when you can almost three-shot
you can walk. You can walk up to a super badass, go pow, pow, done. Game over. Depends on what character. If you're running a fucking gunzerker and you got double penetrating, that's your whole playthrough. That's legit. Your whole fucking playthrough from level fucking 2 to level fucking 35. Because I know how to skip fucking from level, like, certain areas, you cut them off correctly. You'll hit, like, 38 in certain areas. 35 certain areas.
We can roll back and talk about games we put in the most time, but let's, like, finish
Baldur's Gate 2, dude.
When we finish our Game of the Year thing, I said Baldur's Gate. You said, I'm guessing we're going with Lord of the Fallen.
Lord of the Fallen and Baldur's Gate. I can't decide out of two because I haven't finished them yet.
Crystal.
Finish them first.
What is your Overwatch Game of the Year? I swear, if you say Overwatch 2.
I'm fucking with it. It will be Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3?
As much as we played
together. I did not get to play Lord of the Fallen. At all.
She has not yet to play Lords of the Fallen.
You'll play it.
Eventually.
What about you?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate 3?
Dude, he's been throwing pitches at people. You were there for
dude,
that.
I was playing with Colby, and the next thing I know, I see a chair or something. And I was just like, why are you holding a chair?
A barrel.
A corpse. Oh, yeah, no, the corpse in the Goblin Village. He was just like, Alan was making fucking life. He was like, throw the body at somebody. And, like, we see Colby pick up a
15
body.
15 and 9. And
kills him.
15 and 9. The bitch had 7 health.
The best part is the dead body ended up getting a 1 point damage to
it. No. You threw it. It hit. Slap KO'd that motherfucker. I see 3 damage to the side. What's the 3 damage for? It's a corpse that he fucking threw. That motherfucker just breaks the damn guy.
I can almost guarantee, like, you haven't said your game of the year yet.
Not yet.
But I can guarantee much, when you get start it. Getting into Baldur's Gate, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. No.
That's why I haven't started.
All right, so.
Why haven't I played this?
For everyone that does not know that's listening right now, Mr. Allen here has bought me Baldur's Gate 3 so we can all play together.
Yep.
I have yet to play it yet.
Hurts.
I created my character, did whatever I had to do.
You go to multiplayer, you invite everybody to in your party.
Okay.
So if you get 4 people in there, you invite those 4 people.
It's garbage.
You get your party going. Hey, calm down with those fingers, man. You're about to make me.
Okay, so real quick, before you finish. What Mr. Wolf is doing beside me, I had a orthopedic. I had an orthopedic tell me that my hand was a small fracture, when in reality it needed very, very serious surgery.
Got my foot.
So they gave me this fucking brace or whatever. Right. Mr. Wolf was trying to put it on, and let me tell you, it fucking hurts. But anyways, so...
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm sorry.
So anyways, these guys have said Baldur's Gate 3, which, to be honest with you guys, I have only just started Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know what it's like. I don't know the gameplay.
Pause
I don't...
For a sec.
I can't pause it.
Wait, fucking ignore him.
Fucking ignore him. That's my next door neighbors.
Exactly.
So I've never played Baldur's Gate 3. I've just started. I don't know the story, whatever. But I do.
Sorry, hit me next time.
Hey, whoa!
I do have my game of the year, though.
I want to make sure you're right.
We have one for
your prize. That's cool. I want to make sure it makes y'all
up. You said what?
It's a mix between Baldur's.
Baldur's Gate and Lords of the Fallen. You said Lords of the Fallen. Bryce said Lords of the Fallen. Crystal said Lords of the Fallen.
He said Baldur's.
My bad. Everyone here at the table
except Alan.
I can't judge until I finish the game.
Yeah, he's stuck between two games.
Mr. Allen here is stuck between Baldur's and fucking
Lords of the Fallen.
Me, on the other hand, I know exactly what my game of the year is because I've played it. I've put in damn near 200 hours into it.
That's Overwatch 2, right?
I will let everyone here at the table guess what my game of the year
is.
Alan says Overwatch 2.
The Diva Main has to come out.
I'm almost certain you're going to say Elden Ring, but Elden Ring came out last year.
Elden Ring came out last year, and that's already gotten a game of the year.
Name the games that you played this year.
I've played Overwatch 2, Elden Ring, Dark Souls 3, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
That's it.
Tears of the Kingdom.
It's Tears of the Kingdom that you're thinking of.
And so you say what? Is it Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Two for Tears of the Kingdom. Three for Tears of the Kingdom.
You need a new one.
I didn't play it.
No, but that's what we're thinking Tanner says.
What do you think I'm saying?
Look, what I think you're saying is you don't fucking know yet. You haven't played enough.
My game of the year
is... Wait till December. Then you decide, son. Once you decide like that, Apex. You got it.
My game of the year is Tears of the Kingdom. Hands down.
Alan. Grab me another one.
It's the ones that are not in the case.
Monster.
Outside. Yeah. In the fridge.
Oh my god. So, for everyone listening right now that is part of our podcast, my game of the year is Tears of the Kingdom for the main purpose of we played Breath of the Wild, and Breath of the Wild, you can just easily go to Ganondorf and fight him.
Breath of the Wild, you can literally beat Ganondorf with a stick if you're good.
If you're good, yes. Tears of the Kingdom, literally, you have all these side quests, you have all the story quests, and not only can you have like a lot of new abilities to at your leisure. You can put things together, you can create monsters, you can create fucking like mechanized robots or whatever. And you can also torture Korok seeds, which in my opinion Korok seeds, let me tell you something. Last time we playing Breath of the Wild, collecting every 600.
Touch me, I'm screaming rape.
I am talking at the moment.
You're right. My game of the year is Animal Crossing.
So like, you spend all of your hours collecting all these Korok seeds to collect basically Korok shit at the very end of the game. So in this new game, you can also. You can create. You can basically create like mechanisms to torture Koroks or whatever, and it's fun as hell.
Game of the year.
So my game of the year is Tears of the Kingdom for this.
No, I got half one in here.
My game of the year is Tears of the Kingdom for the sole purpose of it's a fun game. You can sing literally almost two hundred fucking hours into it. And have a fun time with it. That is my game of the year, Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom. I didn't get to play it yet, mainly because I didn't get to finish Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild? You haven't finished Breath of the Wild?
Do you understand how much he fucking works on top of not having a
Switch? I agree with the working.
84 hours a week.
I agree with the hours. I agree with the working hours.
Honestly, if you're lucky, that's it. To be fair, I've seen you since we started at Fission. I think I've seen you maybe work 1 week less than that. Maybe.
But still get paid for all of it, baby.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's cool.
Well, okay, hold on.
Our time is awesome. It's great.
Yo, fuck Uncle Sam.
Hey, no, hold on. You let these two talk.
Hold up, you let me finish. There ain't no reason that a person that makes an hourly rate.
All right, Kanye.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, listen to him. I agree with him right now.
Because, like, for you to work 1 through 60 hours, anything between that, you get taxed the same. As soon as you hit 61 hours, almost all your overtime's gone. There ain't no
here's the thing. I hit 84 one weekend. It's called taxes, and
you got fucked. You should have made, like...
Both of y'all got fucked.
$3,000?
Yeah, maybe $3,000.
Guess what I made that week? Probably $1,600.
$1,200.
$3,000. Oh, I am living fucking like a king, man. I claim exactly. You claim it one time a year. That's all I'm telling him to wait until he works San Antonio where he gets a good 80 hours.
I blame you for cigarettes.
People from Louisiana, I'm going to teach you a fucking secret about the IRS.
Because you want to smoke.
I will get ripped.
You want to smoke because you want to smoke. What the fuck are you doing with my cigarette? Yeah.
Can't do that much.
I gotta have.
We can't Brazil too much.
Whoever wants to have it.
It fucks us.
Fair enough.
Oh, Bryce's lips on my cigarette. Oh my god, Daddy.
Fuck yeah, Daddy.
Anyways, like,
Daddy.
Honestly, fuck Uncle Sam. Fuck the government. Like, there ain't no reason why I should be struggling. Well, I mean, I don't struggle now. But like the people, that like bust their ass constantly. Compared to the people, ain't no reason why somebody that's living off of food stamps and government money should be more comfortable.
Okay, hold on. Before we go any further,
I'm sorry.
This is where we kind of differ from video games to our own opinion.
Own opinion.
You guys can tell us what this you think. Is Yodel. Whatever.
Cancel anybody. Cancel my ass. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. So no, I'm gonna let you finish your point. All I'm saying is that
I get that
this
like,
is Yodel's
states,
opinion about the world today.
So like,
people you can't do shit without permission
at all. Facts. There's three things you got to do to live. One, you got to die.
Money.
You got to die.
Die and fucking pay your live, goddamn fucking taxes.
Live, work, as, die.
No, yeah, you ain't got to live. You could die at birth, but somebody still got to pay taxes on you for doing it.
Exactly. Sure. But
so you gotta be born or not, and it's die, pay taxes.
You only start getting taxes when you're 18 and you start fucking working the real
You know how much it costs for somebody to give birth to a child without insurance?
About $30,000 to $40,000.
It's $35,000 on the dot.
It's
$35,000.
I'm a female. I am from Ohio. Where I am from, it is $35,600.
Yeah.
Just to give birth to a child.
Yes.
Without insurance.
Without insurance.
With insurance, I think the only thing
with
you
with him, hear me out, I'm sorry.
Granted.
With him, the insurance he covers and life insurance he covers will cover you too.
If your partner covers you, that's
all
thing.
You I'm have to at. Do is say before y'all have a child,
you she get don't married. Want kids.
No, I don't.
If it happens, I'm sorry. If it ever happens, I bless it. Kind of happens because I want to be an uncle.
If it happens,
I want to be an uncle. God damn it!
I want to be the
godfather. I
want
to be an uncle to someone that's not my actual fucking niece and nephew. My niece,
all three of y'all.
I love her to death. Sweetest angel ever. I love her.
What's purpose? Kids?
You'll spoil the fuck out of.
Oh, big time.
Oh,
my niece.
Huge time.
I should drop this right now.
For Dean when he was first born?
I'm another uncle.
The insurance he has. That covers over $500,000 in just insurance, ma'am. Listen.
I'm listening.
$500,000 insurance. Not to discuss it over this, but $500,000.
Look, if Colby turns up
insurance. Christ.
If Colby
and just in case something happens to him.
If but you're my first suspect, then you're going to jail, bitch.
If he claims you as an independent, you don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly. We'll see. Okay.
I know how that is. Look, that's how my sister
I get
did.
That this is a video game podcast. We talk about video games.
I'm sorry. Wait,
no, it's not just a video game. It's
right
everything.
Right now, this
it's
is fine. What we're titling this. Like, if we ain't ever got a title for it, this is
Hit
the
Drunk
Podcast.
Hit the lights on, motherfucker. Let's see what's going
this
on.
This is
there.
Drunk and in the moment. This
oh,
is
yeah.
That is
I love
perfect.
You guys.
It's
you guys
perfect.
Are awesome, but if we're talking about video games wise, Smash Brothers.
Nobody
Mario
smoke except for Robert.
If you want video games, watch the
You're
Twitch, which
look,
is Pies_Universe.
Look, the podcast is basically for everything. It's for nerds, it's for gamers, it's for.
Get it, son?
Damn.
Yeah, show my smoker dick is. Whoa.
Now, okay. All right.
By the way, lengthy his dick is, sir.
By the way, my name is Yodel. He doesn't condone my voice. Like, if you want anybody to cancel, ignore Melty. Just cancel me. It's fine. I don't give
Look,
a fuck.
All
right. Good. So basically, real quick, before we go anywhere else,
can I
Melty,
tell you something that happened to me after this?
After this, yes. Melty Talks is basically a podcast for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you're doing. We
so
talk about everything from
in,
that too. We talk about video games. We talk about anime. We literally talk about everything under the sun. So I mean, it doesn't matter what your guys' stance is. If you guys have a disagreement with us, let us know.
Kids fucking love me.
Let us know on X. Let us know on our Facebook page. Hey, you know, I don't agree with that. Whatever.
Hey, I tell you what. If y'all want to hear something about financial status, how to side hustles and all that, hit me up. I'll come on the podcast and teach y'all how to be...
A baller slash
a baller flash caller.
Honey, poop a child.
I don't mean to sound like
Bryce. Look, man, just because you know how to make the money, you can get what you
want.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like I know how to make money. It's like my only redeeming quality. I'll be honest about myself. Like my thing
Whoa,
is
shit, look at that.
Shut the
Whoa.
Fuck up.
Well, look. We got
Not
your guys.
Luke.
Listen,
song,
listen, Linda.
If y'all
Linda.
Want me to start a podcast on how to help y'all with making money, get it. Granted, like, a lot of people be like, telling you.
I was there when those two went like, to Walmart.
Like, wholeheartedly, if Tanner, if Tanner gets told that they want to hear me make a podcast about how to financially better yourself.
I need to know, because I can tell the workers.
I will let you know.
He will let me know, because I know how to do affiliate marketing. I make a killing off of that.
Yep.
I know how to teach you how to make a craft. It's super easy, too. I'm telling you, I can set anybody up as long as they give me the time of day.
You'll say yes, all right.
So, like, don't ever give up on being a better version of you.
Exactly. So, let's hear... Okay, so we were talking... Let's bring it back. We were talking about... Game of the Years. I said Breath of the Wild. I mean, I said Tears of the Kingdom.
Everybody else except for you said Baldur's Gate. Except for Alan. Alan said...
I want to play... Because I haven't got to play through many games yet. I want to play Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom.
So when I was making money, I bought him Tears of the Kingdom, I didn't have a Switch.
That's you, you're balling.
I didn't have a Switch.
Balling.
Come down and fall.
Then I bought a Switch. I'm not
balling.
And I bought Animal Crossing. I bought Mario. Yeah, Mario games.
Hey, did y'all see that they're making a new Mario game?
Yeah, Mario Sunshine.
Did you just call Mario Sunshine?
Sunshine.
Dude?
Wait, Mario Wonder.
There you go.
Super Mario Wonder. My bad.
I got lotion.
So I gotta tell y'all something that happened to me in San Antonio.
You fucked pussy.
You fucked someone.
No. So why I got the option to sing in front of a group of people.
All right. Okay. Well, that's not our normal.
How does this core align with Super Mario?
Because he has a good voice.
No, I just need to get this off my chest because, like, I don't know what to do. I really don't know, and I would like
advice. Hit us with it.
Let's go.
So I got forced into a vocal competition. I won.
A vocal, my ass.
Super Mario, what me? It's a Mario.
You were about to
I had no idea.
If you had a saxophone, they would have been wet.
I could play like Kenny G. But still, besides that, I had no idea I was going into this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
So they had a talent agent there.
Okay.
Right.
He came up to me. Shut the fuck up. Let me finish.
He's Kanye Westing you right now.
No.
He came up to me like a straight up mobster. I've never, like, you've seen the movies.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I've seen Scarface.
So he comes up to me. He was like, this dude's dressed up in a suit, like, nice looking Italian as fuck. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Came up to me. He's like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, well, whoa.
Right. The fucking Dyson.
Bryce so fucking like, Dyson, bitch.
My name is Bryce. And he was like, all right, come walk with me. Let me talk to you. I was like, do I have an option in this matter? He said, no.
You either come want on. A job or you fucking don't, son.
Okay.
Pick your choice.
Like, I'm about to get to that. I go walk with him. He's like, tomorrow. He's like, I'm a talent agent for Sony Records, which is a huge corporation.
Like I said. You can't see it, but that's dick on the table.
He said my daughter convinced me to come out here. I didn't expect
daughter.
That's exactly
daughter.
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 That means
your whole life.
That means two dicks.
So like he was like, my daughter convinced me to come out here. Didn't expect to see nothing. He said, but I heard you. Tomorrow, we got a sister company. We got a. We got. I know what he does. We got a. We got a recording studio out here. You gonna be there at 6:30 in the morning? We're gonna try you out. I was like, I asked him before about walking with him if I had an option. He told me no. I was like, do I have much of an option again? He was like, once again, no. I'll see you at 6:30 in the morning. I was like,
God
all
damn,
right,
right,
so 6:30 in the morning.
6:30
in the morning, I show up. They put me, in the studio. They had a TS-9000 fucking mic. It's like just like
that's
the one.
Beautiful.
It's just like the one on my wrist.
Yep.
One on my wrist. By my forearm.
Either way.
So
either way.
I got the headphones on. I'm singing. The thing is I had to do cover songs.
I didn't say it.
I had to do cover songs. I didn't do anything original.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I want you to sign.
Yeah.
He wants me to sign. My thing is.
You should have.
I still had the option. I still
do
had
it.
The, Shut the fuck up and let me finish.
Oh my god. He's very rude to us, Mr. Wolf. No, no, no. It's just me. I'm grossing you. This very talented musician is very being mean to us.
Calm down. Let him finish.
So, he's like, I'm going to send you a contract.
Uh-huh.
I told him my lawyer's email address because that's not something I should take lightly.
No, it shouldn't.
So,
no, sir.
I get 40% touring. It's $150,000 sign-on bonus. My first thing when I told him, I was like, because he wants me to go to San Antonio. He showed me a house that they're willing to put me in.
Price.
Paid off.
Sorry. Look at me. Look at me. This drunk me. Why the fuck aren't you taking this, you dumb?
I'm about to get to that.
You better. Hold on, real quick.
The offer, baby, you be sucking dick for
I'm
something.
I'm about to get to that.
Real quick. Colby, sing me Sunshine on a Cloudy Day. Sing it to me.
No.
Sunshine. Oh, sunshine.
Do y'all not know that song?
No, sir.
On a cloudy day. Sing with him.
On a cloudy
day.
For me, I have no rhythm. I wish I could sing.
When it's cold outside, I'm going to stay my ass inside.
Last few days, if y'all want me to be honest, I've been depressed. So I've been singing to myself when I'm at home by myself. And I was like, I'm acting pretty good. And then I remember how Bryce and Robert. And I'm pretty shit.
If Robert would have been there, he wouldn't even look my direction. Straight up.
No, you say that, but you and Robert compliment each other.
Me and Robert sing really great together. Okay. I wouldn't want to do a song without
him. Harmonize.
I've listened to y'all two in the same party together.
Oh, yeah, but you haven't seen him in person.
I've not.
Me? Robert's like an a cappella genius.
I've heard Robert on his own.
So for those who do not know, we're talking about our friend Robert, who is a fellow gamer.
If you ever see Death or Rue online, he shits in your mouth, but that's Robert.
But Robert in general makes my heart fucking melt. The boy can sing.
Listen.
Douse himself so
I don't know if hard. Anyone part of the Melty Talks, you know, podcast ever listens to or ever watched. Yes. Step Brothers, whenever Will Ferrell sang and, you know, his stepbrother looked at him and was like, oh, it's like a voice of an angel. That's basically Robert.
Robert has the voice of a fucking goddess.
So,
angel. Like, that boy can sing.
This dude gets me.
He can sing.
So. He can make me hard and soft at the same fucking time. He just has to sing a note. I'm like, fuck! Oh, God!
Hold up. Dude gets me in the studio. He gets me to sing a bunch of cover songs. He's like, is that all you can do? They have a loop station there.
Do you have high notes in your low notes?
Oh, yeah. I can hit falsettos.
I can't. Now, look, I can do voice impressionations and shit all.
Yeah, you should have been a cartoon character years ago.
Yeah, I know I should have, but I should have been, but I can't.
So, like,
I don't have the balls.
He's like, is singing all you can do? Well, in the meaning of me singing, I went and fixed the mic settings to make my voice complement the track better. So he's like, okay, so you're also an engineer. And I was like, that's what I went to college for. It's musical engineering.
I didn't go to college, fuck you. You know what I went to college for?
So they have a loop station in the studio. It's powered by a foot pedal. You can have like 6 track sounds that will loop.
8, yeah. Technically.
On this setting, it was 6.
You need to get a better loop.
I also wasn't at like... Their sister little recording studio wasn't the best.
You know what? It's better than what we have now.
We're all just sitting outside listening to them tell this story, so we're all just waiting.
So
we're waiting for the climax.
So on top of singing, I beatbox. Y'all all know that I can beatbox like a motherfucker.
Right.
Imagine if I had a loop station. Right. So I made a beat off of straight off the top with the loop station. He was like, oh shit. So like you can beatbox, you can sing, is that it? I played the piano. I played the keyboard that they had there. I played the guitars that they had there. They had a saxophone.
Oh, dude, if you got the saxophone in your head, I'm telling you now.
Straight up Kenny G in that bitch.
Sleepless Whispers by this man.
Oh my god. Yes.
Fucking thrusting the fucking.
Humping the fucking trumpet itself. Just like.
Yeah. That's a saxophone. I will fucking kick you in the throat.
Look, I'm telling you.
But, anyways,
Sleepless Whispers.
Yeah, I know. You've
that
heard
is
me play
your, that is your fucking song. So.
You've heard me play it.
Exactly. That's your
but, like, song. But, like, so, like, he's. They got to hear to me play song. All these instruments. They got to hear me sing. They got to see me do all this other shit. He gave me an offer. My lawyer got to see the contract today.
Why didn't you take it?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting to that point. Yeah, just let me get you. There.
How about we just get there?
It's a $150,000 sign on.
$150,000
sign on. Where's the contract and why aren't you signed it?
For touring and all that, I get 30% to their 70, which is normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For royalties, I get 0.5%. Which is god that is fucking still amazing. It's not.
But
it's
Bryce,
not
Bryce. Us it's your that first don't make
fucking and I have
that's this, very true.
I have right. this amount of rights to my own music.
Okay.
Brothers,
do you not?
I know
Tanner. You're
know.
The only one that relates to me. I have zero rights to anything that I make.
Listen, look, listen. Hold Bryce. On. I have. We only have 10 to 15 minutes left of this podcast.
No,
before
don't. We got as much time.
We got until we end.
We are at 60 minutes, and it's at 50.
So, okay.
So here's what I can relate.
And a half.
Here's what I can relate. I've talked with GameStop about the Melty Talks podcast being picked up by them. Melty being picked up by GameStop in itself. They told me 10% on my end when it comes to the proceedings. But 20,000 as a whole.
Look, I paid for your shit. You can keep going.
Exactly, yeah, but GameStop basically said we'll pay you $20,000, but that's not as a whole.
Yeah,
they said over time.
At that time, yeah. You gotta keep going then. So.
But then again, they said if Melty sells, you'll get 10% back more than what you're getting.
You're wasting your time right now. By explaining it, sir.
So, I'm sorry, I understand what he's going through.
The 0.5%.
But then again, hold on. I'm not done with you yet.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm pissed that you did not take it.
Look,
you have a lot of talent.
You have
turned it down.
You have too much talent not to take it.
That's a starting point, Bryce. If you would have done that, you know how much money you would have
made. I signed my contract.
You know how much money.
Why the fuck did you not sign yours?
Look, my thing is like, I cannot stand the thought of having no rights to my shit.
You have no rights to your shit.
I'm
your shit.
If
you
I
have no rights to your shit?
If I have no rights to the music I make,
Bryce.
To the music I put my heart.
Bryce.
You don't understand, like, the only person that would
understand for one reason.
Tanner's also a musician. He's a very talented musician if he fucking puts himself to it, but fuck you for drawing him.
Fuck you.
Everything like that. Yeah, but any work towards your shit. That was an open pass to say, you can sing whatever.
And also
fuck
at
you
the
want.
Same time, it just.
Save your shit until
it
you're
felt,
done.
It felt too fucking easy.
Okay, so what?
I never had a but. Like,
millions?
Like, but this. Okay, I mean, the worst
thousands
thing. The worst thing
millions?
That he told me I had to do. The worst thousands thing he told me I would have to do is, like, if I signed. A month from now, there's a red carpet event, and I would have to attend it.
Bryce.
Fuck that shit.
Bryce.
What the fuck is
Bryce.
Wrong with you? If Melty.
Look at me. Look right now. Thousands or millions? Which would you have
chosen,
honestly?
Alan, hold on.
Thousands
if,
or millions?
If Melty
not
was on the red carpet.
Millions.
I'd be there quick as shit.
You get your fucking name out there, you stop whatever the fuck you want with them, and you go to somewhere
I
else.
I have a certain
you
amount
go
of time
to
that
somewhere
I have
else.
To be there.
You go to somewhere
I have
else.
A certain amount of time that I have to be there.
Okay.
Your songs.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Finish.
Let me.
You get to release your own
just songs. Let me
your
say this.
Your emotional country songs, I know you can fucking sing.
Hold on, just let
those
me say this.
Those ones that heartfelt as shit.
You guys ain't ready for this.
Billions if you let them out.
Hold on.
Millions.
So
you are the only person here that has heard me sing an original song.
You know what? You would have waited.
We got 53 minutes left. I got plenty of time to say this shit.
You would have made it. I believe in you.
I got plenty of time.
You have too much
you listen
heart
to
and
here.
Soul for this shit.
Hold on. Just
go
listen.
Ahead.
You're part of this now, Alan.
Alright.
Say Al like say fucking Melty, right?
Please.
We're all doing what we're doing with Melty, right? We're all doing
thanks,
like the clothing line,
yep.
Adult Swim, and I get told that there is a a red carpet event. Melty has been invited. We are all supposed to be there.
Me and you are two different people. I hate publicity.
Publicity is good publicity.
Do you understand that I still get paid for a song that I've written?
Written.
Do you understand that I still get paid for a song that I've written? You know what's crazy is everybody on this podcast probably knows it.
But still,
titties and beer.
If I was invited, just listen to me. If I was invited, Colby was invited because Colby's also a production engineer. Crystal was invited. She is my manager.
You were
invited because you helped me create Aquatics.
I helped you create Melty.
You helped create everything. Every fucking thing.
Whatever. We were invited to a red carpet event because Melty is getting out there. You're telling me you would not be there at the time that we would all be there.
Bryce, I'm telling you.
I don't feel like I deserve it.
Bryce.
It's my thing.
Shut the fuck up.
I cannot stand the thought of being in public either.
Look at me. For someone that's never been a part of this group, never been done anything, I ain't gonna lie. I have no credit towards this shit. As much as I hear you talk about these people, how much you have with them, you deserve what you have. You can say that you don't. You can say what songs you wrote, everything at that price. Take what you deserve for once.
I've already turned it down.
Who gives a fuck what you turned down?
We know well what you're worth.
Someone offers you again. Look at
I've
me.
I've done it.
Take it.
If someone offers it to me, I'll probably be gone.
No hands down. Take it.
Like,
you deserve what you get in life. And if that's millions of dollars and a record contract and all this other shit, along with your personal fucking songs, I know you worked hard for since high school. Because how much shit you went through?
Separate what you've done from Melty.
No one else matters in life.
Honestly, I hate to say this, but I'm probably going to be the one that writes the jingle. I'm almost scared. I have the chicken scratch already at home.
For Melty, really? You have a chicken scratch for Melty's jingle at home.
I have a notebook. I believe
him. I have a notebook full of it.
Why the fuck have you not come to me with it?
Because I'm not comfortable enough with it. Because I'm not proud of it.
We are working on Melty together. I would at least love to hear it.
Okay. How do you think
Happy Birthday was wrote?
Huh?
How do you think Happy Birthday?
It wasn't even. It was actually a Nordic song, believe it or not.
Yes, it was. But
Bryce,
look at me. Work with your group you got. Don't quit. Don't doubt yourself.
So you guys hear that there is a jingle for Melty coming? Apparently,
all of us have ideas.
It's gonna be like if Bryce comes up with an idea and it comes through and it gets approved. Let it be approved. Take percent of it. You deserve at least 59%.
Okay. Well, 60%. Here's the thing. We really haven't come up with a contract for Melty yet.
What he's getting at is like...
Take credit for what he deserves.
Take credit for what I've done.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let him get paid each time.
For right now, the thing that I get paid for that I don't talk about... I hardly ever talk about this. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that I wrote Forever After All by Luke Combs that I've talked to.
Yeah.
I get paid 2% for everything that gets sold.
Exactly.
Last month I got paid about $15,000. Whatever. It sounds like a whole lot, but it's not. Compared to what they make from the song, it's not a lot.
Yeah. My thing for
0.5% of royalties for anything that I produce, I'll let you talk in just a second. So let's say I make $1 million off of whatever song.
It makes 16.7 billion.
I probably make, it doesn't matter. This podcast is going to be extended compared to our normal one. Well, sorry, not really sorry.
An hour long versus 2 hours of shit they want to hear is different.
So it is very different.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not new.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and stop it and then restart it.
No, we're not. We're going to keep going.
Tanner, you're beautiful. I love you. Just keep going.
Just let it happen.
I'm going to do that. Once you hit that arm again, I'm going to squeeze your balls.
How bad?
You're lucky you're female.
Look, I just did the math. I just did the math for the percentage of royalties I would get. Let's say I made $1 million for whatever. Let's say I made $1 million for what I got offered. $1 million, I'd only get $500,000, which it's still a lot. It's still a fucking lot.
That's a lot more than what I have right now, you asshole.
I make more than that a year now.
Bro, how much do you think I get a year? Honest opinion, after everything I got, how much do you think I get a year?
At most 30.
Why I get mad at you so often? That I'm serious. I'm serious now. I am mad at you because how jealous I am of you. Because of how such good R and fucking G you have. But look, that's because you make better choices than I have. My choice has been off of my dad's death, me not knowing what the fuck I'm doing in life, and just bad luck in general. But take your time.
Please.
Take your time, Bryce. Enjoy what you have in life. It's
just, I wasn't ready.
You weren't.
In my opinion.
You're young. You're still so fucking young.
In my opinion, I wasn't ready. I wasn't mature enough for this. I get that the podcast is ended, but I'm not mature enough.
No, the podcast ain't ended. It's still going.
I'm not.
I restarted it.
I'm not mature enough to take something like this and understand the value of it.
You are. You've been through so fucking much. You say you're not fucking mature enough. You've lived through what? More than, I wouldn't say you. You have a wife. You have a family.
I've been through a lot more than Bryce, but yeah, we're not talking about that.
This group has been through.
Look,
you've been through a lot more than what they've been through.
I just don't feel like it's deserved.
Listen here.
It's more than
I don't want the self pity party, so let's go to the next one.
No, we're not pity partying.
Look, hey,
we're trying to show you that
I'm gonna make a cheers on the podcast. Let's do that.
The part two of the podcast. Let's do a cheer.
You know what? Fuck it.
Let's do a cheer.
We're gonna go to the next thing and we'll talk about this off
you podcast. Two over there.
We're waiting on Mr. Dark Wolf and Miss Crystal Shadow J here.
Yep, Bryce.
Look,
there we go.
Look, guys.
You deserve more.
Cheers.
So, like, look. Don't drink yet.
Don't drink yet.
Don't drink yet. It's something I say this all the time. Here's to you and me. Friends will always be. For whatever reason we disagree, fuck you. Here's to me.
Here's to me.
Yes, sir.
So what I'll do is I'll kind of reiterate what's happened from the last podcast.
How about you don't do that? How about you just start a new topic?
Please? I'm about to. Just give me a second. Trust me.
I trust you.
So we talked about Bryce singing and his future career of what he may have and what he may have be. So Bryce wanted to switch from a different topic. So here we go. So there's one person at this table that I would love to hear more from that we have not heard from.
Colby.
Mr. Dark Wolf Mr. here.
Let's go.
Mr. Wolf here.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
What is on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Game whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Let's go, buddy.
If you want to yell at me, you can.
I don't do instruments. I don't really sing. So I didn't have nothing to say on the previous statements that have been going on, so I've just been staying quiet.
But I will say, Colby is the one behind every podcast that if you, at the very end of the podcast, when you hear why eat when you can devour, that is Mr. Colby himself.
I also say that Colby is the sole person in this group who has heard me raw, who has heard me from original.
Brian.
You haven't. Not compared to Colby.
Colby is the one person.
Colby has been. Colby heard Forever After All before it became Forever After All.
Hey, respect.
He is the only person
that can
hear you from what you are and never judge you.
It's not just that. It's like Colby has been there through every step of my like creativeness.
He accepts you for who you are, no matter what the fuck you have.
Colby is the sole reason that I sold Forever After All. By the way, he told me that like it was. You had to have
it.
Maybe from Colby, not from me. Colby heard me sing Forever After All in his bedroom, I believe.
No. I think he sang it in the truck.
It might have been.
It was in the truck.
I made a backtrack and sang the song to him. And I told him that I didn't think it was worth shit.
Yeah.
Colby convinced me to sell it. He told me to put it out there and sell it. And, like, maybe 2 days later, it was so fucking fast.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Kobe that I appreciate is that when I first started, because for one thing, for those who don't know me, I disappeared from DeQuincy, which is the town that we live in. I disappeared out of nowhere. I stopped going to school. I was homeschooled or whatever.
Fucking loser. And
I found, yeah. I found you at a bar, and like, it was so funny the way that me and him like recollided. Tanner was getting jumped.
Blitzed. Jumped. Quote unquote jumped.
Quote unquote jumped. They haven't swung on Tanner. But they were like degrading him, getting in his face. I knew Tanner, and for whatever reason I had something in my stomach that was like, fuck, why are they messing with my little brother? Even if he's older than me. Tanner can vouch for this.
Yeah, I can.
In 2.5 seconds. Like, they're in his face. I grab one. Knock him out. Tanner.
You stuffed his asshole, sir.
Tanner was like, holy fuck, it's Bryce. I squared up to this guy. Tanner knocks out the second guy. Because you did.
I did. Because he was my size.
I grabbed the biggest guy there that's in his face. I grab him, like, I mean, just one hit. Dude's asleep. Tanner... it's like, oh shit, it's, I have backup, whatever, I'm safe. Dude wants to swing at me, Tanner just like, waylays this guy's asleep. So like, and then it's just like the last guy, he's like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom and be done with all this bullshit. Like, no,
he goes to the bathroom, comes back, grabs his guys, and they're gone. And then Tanner was like, holy fuck, dude, I haven't seen you in like 3 years.
Because for those who don't know, I disappeared from DeQuincy because I was being bullied a lot in high school. And I went to my church or whatever, and they were like, oh, you know, you're depressed, you're suicidal, go ahead and just kill yourself, whatever. So, you know, I just went ahead and went to homeschooling.
Come on now.
Dude, yeah.
It was Bible Baptist.
Let's not slander churches' names.
Well, I'm not Bible slandering
Baptist.
Anybody.
Bible Baptist now is a great church.
It is now. And I will admit, because look, listen.
Compared.
I've made friends with the minister that is that like their minister now, and you know I've been friends with him for years, and I was like, you know, I've always had this issue with Bible Baptist. And, you know, because I went to this church whenever I was a child. Yeah. And I said, hey, I'm having suicidal thoughts about killing myself.
After this, we need to, like...
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
We need to dial it back.
Because this podcast... One thing about this podcast is what I want people to know is that they're safe.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
I'm sorry. Break everything apart.
Mm-hmm.
We're safe.
At the end of the day,
you're safe.
Absolutely,
you're safe.
Everybody's
absolutely.
Safe.
At the end of the day, if y'all ever need a group to reach out to, we will not put your shit out there. If you ever actually need people to talk to, reach out to any one of us.
That's the reason why we.
Fucking Yodel, Senpai. Whichever one.
I appreciate you calling me that, by the way.
I won't do it.
You will never do it, and I fucking hate you for it.
Whatever your camera tag is, but I got you. Same as you. Yodel, whatever.
Yodel. Like, I was watching his stream the other day, and the person that I have run the Melty page was watching his stream. It said Del of Yodel. I was like, I fucking love that.
Hey, that came from... my chat, they heard his voice.
Look, I have someone that runs Melty page.
Either way, cool. That's cool.
Okay, so we'll finish what we were talking about, then we'll revert.
My thing is like, I don't care. I really don't. Yeah. Look, I really don't. Like, my thing is like, we're here to have a good time. We're here to make friends.
Bryce.
Eventually, mm-hmm. you need to tell us who it is.
Exactly.
You're an awesome person.
At least tell me.
You got your game going right. Why the fuck are we out here not playing games?
You're right.
Exactly. We're
some
talking
us,
about games.
Some
we
can talk about this shit while we're playing. A long time.
You see, we were supposed to do a stream/podcast.
We played Borderlands at one time.
Exactly.
To be fair, the funny thing about me and you is is like you started streaming late, so it took you a minute to get affiliate.
Yep.
Tanner told me, he's like, hey, as soon as you start streaming, I guarantee you'll hit affiliate in a week. And I was like, that's bullshit, but I'll do it to prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I got proven wrong because within 5 days, I met all the requirements.
Yeah, I know. And then there's me for 6 fucking months. I couldn't get a fucking goddamn affiliate.
I told you. I texted you.
You were there when I got a
affiliate.
I didn't want to worry about anybody's opinion. I don't want to worry about anybody's, like, I don't want to depend on anybody. It's just the way I am. I don't want to depend on anybody. So that's what it felt like. I helped you. I'd have to help you again later on.
That's just how I just.
The thing is, it's so funny
because like the one time you did stream with all of us around,
I had 20 fucking 4 views in 5 fucking minutes.
You had 24 viewers while you were streaming.
Yeah, I felt fucking bad.
That's the worst part. That's the worst part about you when it comes to streaming, because you don't stream because you just like. You're in the same boat as me when it comes to music. You feel like it's undeserved. Dude, you are a phenomenal gamer. On top of that, you were such an informant.
Because, listen, I helped Crystal with her viewers. He helped her with her viewers. I helped Colby with his.
It's because of all the years of Incon and fucking...
It's like, you used to toxic viewers.
The thing is like, with us,
I remember that fucker's name.
It's like
okay, we can only talk at one point.
No, we can't. We can all talk at once, right?
I'm losing control of who's talking.
There's people saying, "Oh, you're trash. Get a bit different game. Delete this game. Whatever." And you
You get told that on Overwatch, and I'm like one of the first people that like told you. I was like, "Yeah, you're a great tank main.
Actually amazing.
You're a great tank main. You are such a good tank main. You're better than me. I'll tell you that on tank."
Oh yeah.
I don't know whose phone this is. Hold on.
You are definitely better than me.
I'll tell you that on tank.
I was top 500 D.Va.
I'm also the person...
You're better...
I will fight you on DPS
Before you talk, I'm also the person that tells you you need to, like... Because, like, you're only better than me at D.Va. Right. But you play so much tank, you should be better than me at Roadhog, you should be better than me at Ramacha, you should be better than me at Sigma.
You have to know. Sorry.
You have to, like,
Bryce.
I know Ramacha. I know Ramacha.
You're getting there.
When you learn, I'm sorry, Roadhog and Reinhog, those are two different fuckers. You can learn Roadhog, you got Reinhardt down.
If you learn Reinhardt,
it's game over.
All Reinhardt is block shield, block hatch attacks. Throw that fucker.
You
charge
learn,
in.
You learn Sigma, you learn Zarya.
Exactly.
Same way.
I've been wanting to learn Sigma.
You learn Winston.
Zarya is...
You learn a damn good majority of tanks.
You learn turn fucking see, monkey.
If you can
learn everyone.
Yeah, if you can play Winston, you can play from anybody from Ball to
Junkerquine
is a... Junkerquine's a new one. Junkerquine's...
You land that throw, you pull him in, and you fucking start...
I'll tell you what's funny. What's fucking funny about Overwatch. You learn Sojourn, you can play Junkerquine. You learn Reaper, you can play Junkerquine.
You just gotta be able to shotgun throw in your face. I'm telling you, you pull them too. They're like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
See, that's the thing. When Overwatch 1 was released, I was top 500 Tracer. I was never a tank. I was never a heal. I was never support. I was DPS.
You need one?
I was top 500 Tracer.
Yeah, Colby, help me out.
Yes.
And then.
Polish him off, ma'am. Indian burn that motherfucker.
And then when Overwatch 2 released, they nerfed Tracer, they nerfed every one of the DPS that I would like to like play or whatever. So I was like, well, let me try someone else.
I taught you Sojourn.
You taught me Sojourn.
Okay.
You did.
Sojourn, not Sojourn.
General.
Sojourn. Point, shoot. You're done.
No.
I mean, technically.
I'm sorry. Slide, point,
shoot. In general, we did argue about this before.
We did.
We argued about this earlier today. It doesn't matter, probably.
Anyways,
we're not talking about this.
Hold on.
What about Diablo 4?
Hey, yeah.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about Diablo 4.
Talk about Diablo 4.
And just a second. I haven't played Diablo 4.
I will tell you the best.
God damn it.
I don't have it.
This is why I don't play for the Sixers.
No, you've already got me Baldur's Gate 3. That was it. We will play Baldur's Gate 3 together. No. And then eventually we'll play Diablo 4.
Play Diablo. I didn't play Diablo.
So anyways.
Whoever the fuck needs it right now? Who needs it? Who the fuck needs it?
Colby, do you want another shot? Like, for you?
So anyways, Bryce taught me how to play Sojourn. And at a certain point, I was like, okay, Sojourn's cool. Well, I want to start playing Tank. Because Tank was, you know, more of the heavy character, and, you know, that's who took most of the damages.
I told you to
go ahead.
You did. So I started playing D.Va.
We'll do that tomorrow. All
right.
And, you know, within a couple months, I was playing D.Va, and then I became literally top 500 D.Va. And I was like, okay, well, this person's cool. And then everybody was like, well, all you do is press Q. Looking at Alan here.
Honestly, ever since from Overwatch 1, D.Va has been my main fucking source of Q. You look over and you go, what am I going to do? Oh, fuck! Q.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. As a D.Va main, I will say he's not
group,
wrong.
Though, out of this friend group, I'm the only one that knows how to use Winston's ult correctly now.
I don't know Winston's ult.
And out of this friend group, I'm one of the only two that can keep up with his heals.
Alright, well, hold on, podcast, since we're bragging.
Atop of a fucking,
Can you one-shot a DPS?
Okay,
with
yes, I can.
Hold on. Hold on.
Winston, jump, drop, bubble, fucking activate ult.
Since we're all bragging here.
This is dead.
Since we're all bragging here as friends and family, I have soloed every single one of you that is sitting at this table.
Right? No, you have
with
never,
no issue.
You have never soloed my tank.
I ain't soloed your tank. I didn't say what DPS you were doing. Tank DPS support.
Hold up. As a D.Va, if you can't solo one of my DPS or supports, that's a skill issue.
I've killed you as D.Va.
Exactly.
I've killed you as D.Va. I have killed you as D.Va. You were not playing Tor.
I'm sorry. Remember it, I'll play Reinhardt next time.
No.
Okay, not next time. I killed you as D.Va.
What I'm getting at right now. Hold up, before you fucking speak. Hopeful bitch, I'm speaking.
Whoa!
Hey, finger ass. No.
My thing is if you can't solo my DPS as a D.Va, then that's a fucking.
Who's your DPS?
Doesn't matter.
No, who's your DPS?
Shut the fuck up and let me finish.
It does matter.
Who's your DPS?
It does matter. You should be able to.
Okay.
And you can.
Who's your DPS?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I can play any DPS.
Right. I will kill your DPS.
I know that. I'm not saying that you can't solo.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want to hear his argument.
I'm not saying you can't solo my DPS. I'm not saying you can't solo my support. But as soon as me and you go tank to tank, I'd kick you.
Oh, is what? So right, Ramattra?
I play Sigma.
I get
Sigma
too,
versus D.Va.
To be fair, Reinhardt, my Sigma.
Sigma
I will kill your Reinhardt and I will kill your Sigma.
I would love.
1v1? 1v1 with no support on each end? I'd kill both of you.
Your D.Va to my Sigma.
I would kill you.
Your D.Va to his Reinhardt.
Okay, you would be more of a competition.
17.0 on them.
You would be more of a competition for me. But your Sigma?
My Sigma is a 16.5.
His Sigma is disgusting.
My D.Va is an 18. My D.Va is an 18.2.
I got two top 500 characters on my belt.
Sigma is a 17.5 as well.
No.
You see, here we go. We're arguing between the two tanks that think they're better than me.
I got D.Va top 500 characters under my belt.
It really is. Because you can block half your fucking stuff. Lord forbid you have a fucking goddamn Gatling gun.
Gatling gun, yeah. You can say that. You can say Gatling gun. It's basically her basic gun.
No, not her gun, but.
That's all that matters.
What's his name?
I know.
But
wait,
to be fair,
you Bastion. Okay.
Bastion
is
all he's going to look up,
but you
all,
see my
top
500.
Look
signal.
Up and all fucking pull the shield.
Yes.
And he's done.
I want to see this.
You're a counter for half the fucking people. Already. But a Reinhardt? You can't counter a fucking Mage.
I can counter a Reinhardt because let me tell you something. When you have that shield in front of you, whenever
that's
you're trying
not
to.
That's not a problem.
Whenever you're that's trying to guide, problem. I'm literally behind you.
Swing, swing, okay. Three melees. You're Tanner, fucking done. Listen. For a full fucking
arm. Listen. My thing is, ankle itches.
My thing is,
Sigma.
My thing is,
and Ryan are counters to Deepma.
Yes, listen, they are.
And I've killed both of them
you
solo.
You have not killed but, my Sigma.
I've killed you as a support.
Look,
and that's because you had help.
We're not saying nope. You're a bad diva. You're a great diva.
Oh,
diva.
You're fucking phenomenal. I admit it.
Like, I just want you to, like, drop ego a little bit before
you too, bitch.
I'll tell you what.
Both of you.
I will. Hold on.
I'll face your Reinhardt, but I will.
Hold on.
I will
face
Reinhardt.
Hold on. Here's where we face a dilemma.
You as well, bitch.
Here's where... Listen. Melty talks.
Snipe was nice.
Let's bring it back.
But that's it.
Melty talks.
I
Melty
think
talks.
The only thing I got you on. Let's
just
takes, that barely.
Let's
one
just,
shot. One
I
little
I got
shot.
You. Hold on. Barely.
Hoosa. Hoosa.
I like
Hoosa.
That one shot.
Hoosa. Hoosa. Okay, everyone here.
Boys.
I will make a deal with every single
we
one.
We all
of you.
Got small dicks.
You bring it back.
I'll make.
Oh fuck! Come on.
My chair.
Alan
just broke my fucking chair.
I'm sorry.
Alan just broke my fucking chair. Alan just broke our fucking chair.
No, I didn't. It's perfectly fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry as well.
What the fuck?
It's fine. What the hell just happened?
Just stay still.
I went and took a stop piss,
moving.
And just, all I hear is a...
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to revert back, first of all.
Come on.
All right, let's go back to buffs.
All right, hold on.
Patches. Not one
first,
one.
When my hand is healed, me and Bryce, whenever you are home, not on the boat or whatever. All
right, so, like, let me say something about that.
Tank or DPS?
Let me say something about that.
Yes.
You get the game, three times to four times more than I do.
I'm sorry, I went too
far. Let me tell you how much I can game.
Right now, it don't matter. How much am I at home?
I fucking got over it, but I went
for
too far.
You to, like, for me to say this on podcast, I am home maybe 3 months out of the year.
If you're lucky.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm lucky. So, I hope your diva defeats my Sigma.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll make a deal with you.
Tanner, we also...
I'll play Ramatra against your Ramatra.
Both yell at you.
You're
going to
play
better.
Your Ramatra against my Ramatra.
Yeah. Since you're gone for
your
so Ramatra. Long, I will not play my diva against your tank. So, I'll play Ramatra if you want to play Ramatra. Any tank you want to play. Any tank you want to play.
I'll play ball against your Ramatra.
Wrecking ball? I'll play wrecking ball against your wrecking ball. Is that a deal?
Ball ball.
All right.
Bobby ball? Hilarious.
All right, you. I can only shake with my left. I cannot shake with my right. Who is your tank?
Salute.
Roarhog, Doomfist, Reinhardt.
I want to see y'all.
I will Reinhardt versus Reinhardt.
No.
I win.
No, you will Roadhog versus
support.
Roadhog.
Roadhog, I win.
Alan, you know Doom I play
fist.
Support.
But, like, at the same time, I'll be honest on podcasts.
You know
if me and you go Diva,
okay,
Diva,
okay,
I
now
lose.
Tell me now. Which Reinhardt or Roadhog?
I lose seven times out of ten. I feel like
Roadhog,
I can get you
every
three.
Time I play it, you mm-hmm. play the game.
At best. At best, I can get you three.
That's the thing.
I can hook
okay.
every single hook
which
I
is
throw
70%. Your Diva
it's
is way better than mine. It's just like at some point, I'd probably do something.
Tell me now.
Facts.
I've only seen twice.
So, who would you think, me and Alan, if we were going tank v tank?
If you wasn't playing Diva, if he went Roadhog, because his Roadhog is decent.
Okay. If it's
be
Bryce
quiet.
Versus
I'm
Alan.
You,
what the fuck?
I'm telling you,
be quiet.
Tanner, I want a 48 kill streak on Roadhog.
48? I'm winning 60 on Diva, so I mean...
67, Reinhardt.
It depends who plays
Reinhardt,
who.
Reinhardt.
So if me and you 1v1
Diva,
is Rogue...
38. Okay, I don't play her.
If me and you 1v1 is Rogue, it'd probably be kind of what, balanced in a way?
No, his Roadhog is that nasty though.
It's
every time I've played Roadhog, I play the game.
As long as you don't play against the edge of a map, you might have a shot.
No, not even then. I know how to outbait a Roadhog.
Because you know what? Okay, so wait, fine.
If you land the first
At the end of the day, Alex, I want you to realize that we're not saying. Saying
I know that you guys are not saying nothing bad. I have a deal with you.
It's whoever lands the first fucking hit as Roadhog wins.
Okay, so
Reinhardt is different.
Ramattra, are you saying Roadhog or no, have you chosen?
Reinhardt, Roadhog. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, you said ball.
We said ball, but if you really want to get bossy, we can play monkey.
Fall over just now. Why'd you let me do that?
You both.
I don't know.
Play the same.
So
thing.
I tried to say. Who are you saying? Right now, as we speak, right now.
Roadhog or Reinhardt? Makes which game. Would you rather?
No, we're not playing. We're not having.
I need
sports.
You to choose
no,
those two.
I'd say Reinhardt.
You lose.
No comment.
Reinhardt.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because my last Reinhardt streak was a 42-0.
How about this? I shook hands with you.
Me shilling a single time.
Both hands on podcast. This is witnessed.
To be fair, yeah.
All right, now hold on. Here's my thing.
Nobody.
If you beat me as Wrecking Ball, we'll recognize.
If I beat you as Wrecking Ball, you got to do the video of you doing the 24 karat magic.
That's fine.
Now look at me. I see about 4 of you fuckers. If I lose, I ain't worried about it.
Okay, so I'll do that if you want me to do it.
Because, see, this is a tank main, sir. If he beats me, he deserves it.
Hey, you want to go widow by widow?
Oh, my God, no.
Okay,
hold on.
I did that my sister. I went 34-0.
So I'm not done yet, though.
Do you want to go be widow?
Do y'all want supports?
No supports. So, if you beat me, I'll do whatever you want me to do on camera.
Hey,
24-karat magic.
Listen here. We're starting now.
They don't want supports.
So, if, say, Alan... Oh, Alan has to maybe pee.
I made it.
You didn't fall. I'm proud of you.
Hey. Exactly right. Dude, this podcast is crazy.
Your wife wants you. She wants you to go see her.
Somebody help me.
All right, you guys take over the podcast while I go see what she needs.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We're probably going to end this podcast soon.
No. Not after what I have to say. Y'all entertain them for at least 30 more minutes.
For 30 minutes?
Chelsea's an end to you. I love you.
Chelsea might be mad.
15 minutes or so. Okay?
I'm about to... What the...
He's going to come back after
that. All right, Bryce.
What?
30 minutes, right?
30 minutes, yeah.
Yes, sir. You got another 30.
Because you know we're both fucked up on that.
Bro, real life?
I am. He's been drinking before
this.
I want
my girl to cheat on me with my fucking military dudes.
High five.
My old lady tried taking my fucking... I mean, I guess my net worth is what you call it.
You're a lucky bastard. Keep the girl you got.
Straight up, shit.
I will be honest with you, straight up on podcast. Oh God,
I will fight with you on this.
Straight up, if you ruin what you got right now, I will beat the absolute brakes off of you.
Why would I ruin it?
Because
I
know you want
Bryce. Just like
No, I don't.
If I ever had to take sides on anything between you and Colby, I would take Colby's side.
Come on. I know.
Because
because
she said she gives someone three chances.
Back up.
Tanner goes, Colby, you have two more chances. I went, why would I fuck up the first?
You're right.
That's what I said.
Colby and Becca, you are too tired to hit.
My thing about y'all two is if y'all are happy, just keep going.
Look.
Bryce. Before.
I'm with you as Himbo, but
my thing is y'all need to be on your zone.
That's what I said.
It's not that simple. It's never that fucking.
It never is.
Do you understand how men work?
Hey, Colby. How far are you until you get the passenger and shit to yourself?
No.
Where do you have
what I'm getting at, when it comes to marriage and living on your own, do you understand?
I haven't got to touch it.
I've never been married.
How long until you can?
That's not what I'm saying.
There is a difference.
You could be engaged. A man can
look.
Hold up.
You two.
That's what I'm saying. Hold up.
I know what you're talking
about. I'm about to hit her with straight facts for men, and you can both back me on this. The way men's clock. The way men's clock works different from a female's is y'all's work on times, ours works on finances.
I already told her that.
Yeah, he did.
So, like, Colby and you could be engaged for 20 years. Yep. Until Colby feels like he's financially capable of raising you and a family, it's never going to happen.
I don't want a family.
It doesn't matter.
Bryce.
It doesn't matter.
Bryce.
It's the what if.
Listen to Alan for a sec.
Bryce, look at me. To you, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want a family right now.
You're welcome.
In the future.
Exactly.
In the future, now look, there's a possibility.
Let them have their time. If they want a family.
There's a possibility.
Me and you go over here looking at when they're ready for family. We'll be here for them.
I'm jealous.
How do you think I fucking feel?
Oh, but I gotta fucking pee.
How do you think I fucking feel whenever my girl decides, you know what? Out of fucking nowhere.
Your nephew.
I want to decide, you're not fucking good enough for me.
Yes.
I want to go date some military guys. Fuck off for fucking 6 months. Fucking them.
Possibly.
And then say, you know what?
Maybe
I could settle for someone like you if they were older.
How do you think I'd love to see a future.
Exactly the same as me, bud.
But that's it.
We're a lot alike.
Exactly. I hate to admit it. I really do.
We're a lot alike.
Yeah, we have a horse.
The only difference is I had everything stripping away from me.
Yeah, I never had anything at all.
No, you said 15 years from now.
I busted my ass towards to get to where I was.
Exactly.
You're young.
I had to start over from scratch twice.
That's why I tell you, when you sign for something, sign for it, bud. You deserve so much more in your life.
I told you I wasn't going to force you.
You can roll your eyes all you want.
I told you, time will change. I know. That.
I didn't roll my eyes at all.
Roll. That's what I mean.
I mean, like, I get it. But, like, it's like, I feel like you deserve more than I do.
Time will change.
I feel like.
Same way.
But the thing, the way that I see myself is like the shot of me that nobody else sees.
That's it.
Which I will tell you both this.
And that's the fucking problem.
I'll tell y'all both this. You haven't seen this side of me. None of y'all have seen this side of me.
Float.
But I have stood on top of people's necks to get where I'm at. Cause
that's the point of fucking life, son.
Whoa.
Look at me.
Both y'all.
26. That's the point of fucking life. You're never going to get anyone to stand on somebody.
I guess I'm too self-hearted to understand that. Cause like, I think.
Don't worry about him. I'll go talk to him and say.
My thing is, the point. I don't understand that why I should have to ruin somebody else's chances to make my own.
Because your chance.
That's something that I've done. That's something that I've done since I graduated high school.
Your,
do you understand? Hold up.
I'm sorry, people, for the way I'm listening right now.
Why should I ruin my 20s? When in your 20s,
you know what? No.
Partying and having fun.
Sorry. Bryce, listen to me. Shut the hell up right now. Shut the hell up right now.
Do you understand? I've ruined people's 20s just to get to where I'm at now.
There's no such thing. You two motherfuckers, you two right now are the reason there's a problem. There's no such thing as running.
My sister's
there's
kid.
No.
That's why I don't want kids. There's
my no, thing is.
There's no running 20s. 20s are the reason you live.
My thing is learn, I feel like
experience.
I don't have my parents.
Dispose. Are you 30 yet?
No.
Then you have no reason to fucking complain.
But I have more life experience than
you
most.
You have no reason to complain. You're not 30.
I get that.
You have.
I get that, but I feel like I've ruined. No, my thing is I have such a guilty conscience because I feel like
that's exactly.
I feel like I ruined other people's things and it's coming to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, you do.
You're fine.
No, my father, my dad.
That's just you're overthinking. You're overthinking, Bryce. You're overthinking.
I don't deserve what's been handed to me.
You're overthinking.
I don't.
You're overthinking.
I don't deserve it.
Look at me. You're overthinking. That's me drunk. You're over fucking thinking.
Overthinking?
Exactly. You're overthinking.
Bryce.
Look at me, Bryce.
I gotta pee.
You're overthinking.
I gotta pee, bro.
How old are you? Like, honestly,
21.
Current age.
Not even lying.
You have until you have until your 30s.
I am not even lying.
When you see this man right here?
Pause.
Nope. Shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Listen.
I only have until I'm 25.
No, you don't.
27.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Based on my family history, yes, I do.
Who gives a fuck about the history? You know what my history is about? I should have been dead long before I was 20. I have cancer, blood problems, fucking all kinds of shit. You see this man right here? Follow him.
See, I said by 35, I probably have at least one.
I know the way.
That's it.
It's up. Follow him first, blue line. It's follow him for your right.
Hold up. I know I, for fucking fact, I don't know right now.
Hold up. That's you it. Just talked about stuff we've went through. You know more than Robert. You've also saw me go through multiple myeloma. Do you not? Do you know what that is?
Yes. Big time. I took a
hit. I know what you. I know you know what it is because you saw me go through it.
Look, hey, Bryce,
Colby, and Crystal.
That's what I tell you. You have more than your life. Multiple myeloma.
What?
It's when you go through multiple myeloma.
Do you know?
It's when you go through more than you're supposed to.
Multiple myeloma is a cancer that goes through your blood cells.
Yes.
My wife that I'm currently married to thinks that I'm lying when I went through it. Alan is the only person that went to the hospital with me when I went and got diagnosed for it.
That's because I'm the only person that knew
he had fucking the problem, because when you go through it, they put you through like you're through cancer.
I have cancer on both sides. Look, what I'm getting at is like
it's in his lungs. You see me grow up. You seen
it's in
me
his fucking lungs.
We grew up together.
No matter how much weight he loses, it's in his fucking lungs. He's fucked.
Alan is the only person that saw it firsthand. The diagnosis, the x-rays, the MRIs.
Yep. I'm sorry to say it like that, but it's in his fucking lungs. He has to get through it. If he gets through it, makes his way through life.
I'm 100% clear now.
Good.
But what I'm getting at is, like, a lot of people don't understand what I've
fought. He's conquered a lot.
What I've fought. What I've conquered.
I really hate the side with Bryce, but, you know, he's conquered a lot.
Ew, this dude,
so have you.
Ew, this dude does a lucky on the cigarettes. Gross.
I taught him that.
That's so fucking nasty.
Thank y'all for listening, by the way, because it's like 36 minutes. Lucky. It's 36 minutes in, over time, what he normally does. Thank y'all for listening to rambling, drunk ass.
This has been Melty Talks Drunk Podcast. Like, we are so sorry. We have not stayed on subject at all.
Please.
Melty Talks for a reason.
Let us know what y'all want to hear. Like, yeah. Come on. Colby over here, bored as shit. He ain't said nothing on that.
I'll let y'all go at it.
Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you want Kobe to talk about.
I don't want me to start it. Because that's 37. I can stop at 40.
No, that's good. We'll end it. Let us know what you want to hear Mr. Wolf talk about. Kobe, why don't you, like, you know, do your thing?
Oh, like the catchphrase?
Yeah, the catchphrase.
Why eat when you can devour?
All right, this has been Melty Talks. Senpai is out. Nobody admit that I called him that. This is Yodel.
Telefrager.
I pretty much said it. Telefrager. Y'all do y'all.
Dark Wolf 9673.
Have a good night.
Have a great night. We're all signing out. Peace.
Y'all have a good night.